There is an existential dread at the base of each human life. And what if my worst fears were realized? And then what would happen next? Surely the worst. And what if the worst did happen? Choose to place your difficulties in a much larger life frame, for there is always choice involved in how you view your own plight. The fears release meditation which follows allows you to go into your deepest fears without getting lost in them, instead seeing them with renewed perspective and then releasing those fears. Fears denied remain still potent. Fears faced and dealt with offer a more profound understanding of oneself and one's willed resilience to transcend all difficulties as simply challenges to be overcome. Sit comfortably and begin your meditation with something familiar for enough time to allow your body to relax and your mind begin to clear. Dig into the earth of your mind and those anxieties till you find deeper fears. Get right down as best you can to the root. Identify them and label them, but do not try to argue with them, judge them critically, or get lost in any emotional reaction as those deep fears surface. Work loss, fear of death, fear of falling over, and so on. Treat them as weeds in the garden of your mind. Visualize pulling those fears out and putting them, issues, individuals, or situations, one by one as you identify them, onto a garden rubbish heap or onto a wheelbarrow. Once you have a number of fears, let your mind move from one to the next, touching just on the label names you've given them, which identify them. Do so lightly and playfully. Go through them one by one. You may notice each has its own emotional power and pull. Notice which are the most charged emotionally and which the least. The point of this meditation is to diffuse the power attached to each fear by identifying them with an almost detached awareness before you release them. Next, you can release each fear weed in turn by placing each inside a pink bubble and floating them away, or tossing them into a flowing river so they flow away, or burying them deep in the earth, or heaping them up and setting fire to them so they just burn away to ash, or see them trundled off in a wheelbarrow. The point now is to separate out from them symbolically. Letting them go is the first step to becoming free of them. Finally, just imagine yourself living without those fears, living free of fear, with equanimity. And know it is possible. Add a mantra and repeat. Be fearless. Be fearless. Be fearless and live as if you were so. In crisis or good times alike,